is just the beginning of what they have planned for our little ones.
I wish to raise a matter this afternoon for the attention of the Minister for Education, and I have to say it is not often in this job. I am absolutely shocked. I thought I'd seen everything, but this one is just beyond words. It is a note from a constituent who says, "Hi Bernie, this is a worksheet that my 10-year-old daughter brought home from school," and it includes a photo of the worksheet. "Part of her homework was to discuss with her father his erections and ejaculation. I find this very disturbing and sickening, as indeed do I have to say. What the hell is going on in this state when 10-year-old girls are told to go home and talk to your father about his erections and about his ejaculations? What the hell is going on here?"
We're delighted that the Family Sex Show will be on in May. I'm going to hand over to Josie, the artistic director of this egg, to say a little more.
I run this egg, and I have been making and producing the Family Sex Show along with lots of other people over the last few years.
Family Sex Show is a fun and playful show for adults and children aged 5 and up. It offers an honest human sex education that is feminist, queer, non-binary, inclusive, and sex positive. This show can allow audiences of all ages to feel confident about their bodies, their boundaries, and their sexual health. And we really hope to see you here.
So those of us that stand up for the little ones are going to be attacked. We're going to be demonized. We're going to be shot. We're going to be killed. We're going to be imprisoned. We're going to be tortured. We're going to be, a lot of things are going to happen to a lot of us. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, God is watching and God is in control. And those evildoers carrying these wicked deeds out will pay. Ecclesiastes 1:18 is, "For in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increases knowledge increases sorrow." I have much knowledge, and I have much sorrow for the hundreds of millions of innocent people starving to death right now.
We're looking at 260 million people, and I'm not talking about hungry. I'm talking about marching towards starvation, and that is a catastrophe in itself.
Lockdowns around the world have led to labor shortages, supply chain disruption, and a reduction in international trade. The result? Less available food and less money to pay for it.
It's a deadly combination, and we've got to act now, and we got to be smart, and we got to thread the needle. You can't just deal with COVID by itself or hunger by itself. They must be dealt with together. If we do it right, we can save lives. If we don't do it right, people will die.
Well, we go to our football games and watch our sitcoms, and then people that are living in pockets still of Western freedom, Western wealth, just go about their business, playing golf and tennis and having fun and going to movies. And as the water rises for those final islands of safety and security, will finally be engulfed. But ignorance is bliss, right? But we are about to see the world we've known destroyed, and on its ashes built a system designed to destroy the human that's made in the image of God. It's a very painful thing to see the spirit of evil spreading its black wings over the earth and sinking its long, stinking fangs into our children's very souls. But that is the price of consciousness and free will. For good is not the only thing in the universe. Evil dwells there as well. And it is when those good spirits do not stand up and fight for innocence that innocence is destroyed. And then the blood of the children is on our hands.
April 2022 just kicked off, and it's already been incredible. Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Joe Biden, they, along with many other New World Order operatives, have gone on national television and announced that we are now under a world government. They have a summit taking place right now in Dubai titled World Government Summit, and they are announcing incredible tyranny. Everything we've talked about is now coming true, and the globalists want to take us off air. Ladies and gentlemen, we are running the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars right now. In our 28 years, all InfoWars apparel is being sold at cost until the inventory is gone, and we're never going to print these t-shirts and ball caps and InfoWars flags again. We may have t-shirts and apparel in the future, but I don't even know. We are blowing out of everything to get emergency funds in right now. I'm firing the bat signal and asking you to get your t-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com right now. They're at cost.